A lot of people don't like spinach, but this guy did. In fact, he really liked spinach. And when he ate spinach, he could accomplish just about anything. Today, the town from which he hailed celebrates his life. Do you know him? The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the late 19-teens, Elsie Seeger, who hailed from Chester, Illinois, began drawing a comic strip that we today know as Popeye, with characters based on real-life individuals from here in his hometown. Mr. Seeger passed in the 1930s, and over time, the town that helped bring us spinach-eating strongman Popeye had lost its connection with the figure.
The sorority ladies in 1977 raised $10,000 to put the Popeye statue up.
Debbie Brooks says the statue was about all you could find of the Popeye connection here in Chester, Illinois, when she first arrived to town.
We came here a first time in 1990 when we found out Chester was the home of Popeye, and we just wondered why they didn't capitalize on the fact this was the home of Popeye, so we decided to move here in 94. The building, the Opera House, was for sale, which was a perfect place to put a Popeye store in.
She began Spinach Can Collectibles and the Popeye Museum. Some folks thought she was crazy, but today her store and museum draw fans from literally all over the world to connect with Popeye and the characters from this town.
There's all kinds of Popeye stuff. You name it, it's here. The back part of our store is only a small part of the museum. We still have another 5,000 plus pieces still boxed up that we have no room for that are still in tubs in the basement and all.
Today you'll find many more statues than just Popeye. Granite sculptures of the characters are throughout the town. Popeye's image adorns the logos and emblems of many of the city's vehicles and first responders. And although Popeye is a seasoned character, Debbie hopes young and old will continue to connect with him. It's a fun museum and store, and there are plenty of photo ops around this historic town that now boasts statues of many of the characters made famous by the hometown comic originator. Traveling the countryside in Chester, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.